Hello and welcome to my car. I'm talking to you as I drive carefully down Church Hill in Cork. And I've got a few minutes on a day when I haven't been feeling very well. I've been suffering with a cold, and I'm stuffed up with drugs to try to keep it under control. And I'm having to go out across the city to pick my daughter up from school. And I'm thinking about a social media holiday. Yeah, I did a boo about this yesterday. Oh dear, I've just run into a whole load of traffic. Just made a big mistake as regards which way I'm driving. I do hope this isn't going to mean I'm going to be late for getting to the school. But going back to the holiday, the social media holiday, I wonder what it would actually be like again. You know, what would I miss? What would you miss if you were to stop using social media? Would it be the Facebook? Would it be the Facebook updates? What your friends have to say? Or would it be what you had to say? Would it be what you put up yourself? Or would it be what other people put up? That's one whole question I have to share, really. For my part, I think I'd miss both. Okay, what about when it comes to Twitter? What about Twitter, a social media holiday in which you don't get tweets? Oh my goodness, I've just seen that the river outside here looks frozen. Yes, there are birds standing on ice in the water. So it's not completely frozen, but it certainly looks very frozen. But back to Twitter, yeah. Well, would I miss all the tweets from other places around the world? Would you miss them? Would you miss the fun and frivolous ones over the Christmas period? Or would you miss all those, New Year resolution ones? Or would you? Would it be the summary of the year, the 95 best blog posts that you haven't yet read, that you could spend your time sitting around at Christmas cuddled in a corner reading, rather than reading the newspaper or anything else you might like to do? So what would you miss? What would I miss? Who would I miss? I wouldn't be able to follow people. I wouldn't know what they were doing. Would I be able to cope with that? Well, actually, that's it. What about blogging then? Getting on the blogs and writing a few blog posts in the quiet period of Christmas? Wouldn't that be exciting and interesting thing to do? And YouTube? What about YouTube? A social media holiday would involve staying off YouTube too. So there'd be none of those funny Christmas and New Year YouTube videos to look at. This is getting serious. And what about my LinkedIn group? Would I be answering the questions on the LinkedIn group? Or, well, if I really was active on all those LinkedIn groups, would I be missed even? And then the other thing is, here's the other side to it. You know, if I disappear off social media for a holiday, will anyone miss me? Will they forget about me? Will they be perfectly good enough without me? And, you know, so what'll it be like trying to come back? And will people hold it against me, say that, you know, you abandoned us in our hour of need or something, whatever it is? So there's kind of like feelings of, you know, dare I run the risk of going AWOL? What would I have to face when I come back? Now this is as I'm driving around the Dunkettle interchange roundabout in Cork, which is comparatively free of ice and snow, and it looks as if I am going to be okay getting across to pick up Omani Tot. But you know, there's the doing side of it then. What about uploading photographs onto Flickr? That's a form of social networking. If I take a holiday, will I not be able to upload my photographs? And you know, the curatorial job of culling snaps to decide what was going to go up. That won't be there. And look what I'll be faced with. I'm going to have to talk to people. Going to have to hang out with people doing nothing. Going to have to watch telly with people without tweeting what I think about it. Going to have to do some writing. Do some writing. Get the old moleskin notebook out and write words down. And that's really, I think, what swings it for me. The prospect of having my notebook, having my face-to-face contact with people, and being able to write down a few words that they say, little bits of inspiration. I find I'm really inspired by the unguarded remarks of other people, the way in which people say things without realizing what they might sound like to somebody else. Words that could in themselves form the beginning of a poem, the beginning of a short story, words that might just form a jumping off ground for another set of words. And, you know, just not being seen to have an iPhone open and to be tapping away on it, not being seen. I might actually change my reputation with my family if I stop social media stuff over the entire Christmas period. They might think I was more flexible than they think I am. They might think I was less addicted than they think I am. And you never know. I might pick up stories that I would have missed if I... Oh my God, there's a big queue going into Man Point. It's back to the old days, folks. I warn you, if you're going to Man Point today, leave plenty of time. There's a big traffic queue right the way back down onto the what we call the motorway in Cork. Anyway, look, that's enough. That's 7 minutes of an existential dilemma. Will I or will I not have a social media holiday? This is the second audio boo in this series, and it may not be the last, but the last one will be the decisive one. Bye-bye.